Welcome, everybody, to the Full Scale Outdoors Podcast. I'm Dale Luganville, your host. On this week's rant and review, or should it be review and rant? I don't really have a real name for it. I like review and rant, or rant and review. I don't know. Let me know what you think is best. Send me a message, Facebook or something. And I'll have to think about it. Rant and review, review and rant, whatever. I'll give you a recap, and then I'll talk about something in the news, in the outdoor news, and then we'll go from there. Keep these nice, short, and sweet. By the way, I am currently booking, Full Scale Outdoors is booking for ice fishing trips, so if you'd like to get out, we are waiting for good ice on a lot of lakes. I really want to get out to my Mille Lacs spot, but I just don't think the ice is there yet. However, I do have a couple nice walk-in spots for panfish, so if you would like to get on some good size crappies and chance of gills, let me know. We'll get you out. So you can go onto the website, fullscaleoutdoors.com, and book you a trip. You can get a hold of me via Facebook Messenger, send me a message on Instagram. You could call me, text me, 612-209-5438. Let's set up a trip. Let's do this before I get booked up and super busy and pre-fishing for the Minnesota Made Outdoors ice fishing tournament season, which is coming upon us very quickly. So let's get into it on this week's episode of, what am I calling it again? Review and Rant. There you go. That works.
Oh, here we go, boys.
Love that sound. This is a good one.
All right, everybody, thanks for joining. Here we go. So, the review part. I hit a couple different lakes this weekend and found similar things ice-wise. So, Saturday, foolishly drug our stuff out almost a mile to get to the spot I was hoping would have weeds on it. The good part is we were all by ourselves because no one else is that stupid to walk that far. But ice conditions were good. They were okay. I mean, there was enough. There was 5 inches, 3 inches in spots. But there's a lot of slush. So that heavy snowfall we had just really made the lakes a mess. I mean, there's some good spots where it's fine, then all of a sudden, I mean, you can see it and feel it, and yeah, so you got the ice and then a pocket of slush and then the snow, and that just insulates that ice so well. But yeah, we need some cold weather. But we got out there and we did find plenty of fish, just not the ones they're looking for. They're a bunch of dinkers, crappies and bluegills. I hit this lake because early this spring, when I was out fishing for bass, actually, I had some just hog crappies smash my bass baits. So I was like, well, I'm coming back here in the winter for sure. And at least this trip I didn't find where the big ones were. I mean, even in the spring they were mixed in, you had to sort through to get to some good ones, but there were some real good ones. And this place is really weedy, so I was kind of hoping there'd be some weeds. I mean, we did find some weeds, but not the, they're dying off. That's not the weeds you want to find when you're looking for panfish shallow through the ice. So we actually had to go deep to find these fish. And like I said, we did find them. They bit, but wasn't anything to write home about. Sunday, we go to a different lake, found very similar ice conditions. And after plowing through, going really slow, we had to go through some cattails to get to this spot. And glad I brought my spud bar. This time of year, it's spud season, man. You got to bring that thing with you because cattails can be tricky. For those that don't know, when you got a swamp like that, cattail swamp, there's a lot of decaying matter underneath there. All that stuff dies down. And as that is composting on the bottom, it's actually giving off heat. So you can really find some sketchy ice right on the edge, well, even within those cattails. So we just went slowly, and I used that spud, and it just went through in a couple spots. So we kind of had to pick and choose and weave around. Took a little bit to get through, but once we got to the lake was fine, but it was just like the first lake. You'd be good for a little bit, and then slush, which, you know, the ice was thick enough on our slush. It's just a nightmare getting around. You know, you punch through, and then the bottom of your sled gets wet, and it collects all that snow, and instead of sliding over the snow, it's plowing through the snow. And but at least this was a much shorter walk. And we got out there and proceeded to just beat the tar out of them. I mean, they were on fire. It was silly. It was like 9 below 0, but no wind. And I know this is going to sound crazy to a lot of my listeners in the South, but it was quite comfortable to the point that I wasn't wearing a hat. Well, I didn't wear a hat, but I had a hoodie. I didn't have my hood up, and I wasn't wearing gloves for like the first hour. And 9 below 0 weather. I mean, it helps that the fishing was just lights off. It was like every drop. And we just had a great average size. I would say conservatively our average size was 11 inches. And I did catch two nice tubs. We did stretch tape on the one, and it went 14 inches. And then the other one, didn't measure it, but I would say it wasn't quite 14, but it was all 13, so somewhere in there. So real nice ones. And only one bluegill, but it was a nice one too. And posted those online. If you follow my Instagram, you would have seen them, or follow me on Snapchat, all that good stuff. But yeah, so that's your ice report for Minnesota this week. Not great, but doable if you're willing to put in the work. And the fish were hungry, and just going off of you know, watching social media, other people did pretty well that day too. So I'm really glad we almost didn't go, because I saw the forecast and I was like, whew, it's going to be cold tomorrow. But I'm really glad I did, because like I said, it was actually quite comfortable. And had I slept in, got up, went outside, and then felt how comfortable it was, I would have been pissed at myself for not going out there. That would have sucked. But thankfully, we didn't do it, and we were rewarded with a very good bite. So that's awesome. I gotta see what I'm doing this one. Well, I have a family thing on Sunday, so unless I go somewhere real close for just a couple hours first thing in the morning, which I probably won't do, because you know how that turns out. A couple hours turns into 4 or 5, and then you're in trouble. Yeah, so we have like my side of the family's Christmas gathering on Sunday, so that's gonna shoot that in the foot. But I probably will go somewhere Sunday, just not quite sure yet. I'd also still like to goose hunt. I just don't have any time to scout, so that's probably not going to happen. But yeah, I'll do something Saturday, and Sunday I get to watch all y'all have your fun. So there's your weekend recap report. Now for the rant. All right, it's not really a rant. It might turn into a rant, but some of you might not know that on this podcast, you've heard about the guy who shot the giant bear here in Minnesota. I'm not going to say his name. Just if you know, you know. And that's that. I don't think I'd get myself in any legal things, but I don't, you know, try and take the high road here. But I had him on the podcast, and we talked about how he killed it and this, that, and the other thing. And apparently there were some things, almost all things that he said on that podcast, were not true. The DNR got involved. You know, I try to see the best in people. I try to give everybody the benefit of the doubt. And I'd heard a lot, you know, Facebook just went crazy with it shortly after he killed the bear. And it's just a great bear, too. It just sucks that that's how this story's going. But you know, I tried giving the benefit of the doubt, and I said, well, let's, you know, hopefully he did everything he's supposed to do. It turns out he has a rap sheet of game violations, it appears. And I had no idea. I mean, I saw the story. I reached out to him. He was willing to talk about it. So we did that. But then as I started seeing the negative posts on Facebook, and it was really getting pretty ugly, I was thinking, boy, I think I should probably take this podcast down. And then he actually messaged me and he wanted me to take it down. So I was like, well, there. Again, I don't know what the how that works out legally, but I definitely don't want to get into a legal battle over it. Definitely not worth it. So I took it down. So, and it's still down. But recently it's resurfaced again because he's being charged. He's facing two federal charges. They're misdemeanors, however, of illegally taking, possessing, and transporting wildlife in violation of tribal law and trespassing on Indian land to hunt. See, now this could get tricky because I don't know how that works with the tribal conservation officers or their law or if that's different or if they're both. I don't know. But, yeah, he said nothing about hunting on tribal land. He didn't talk about hunting anywhere near the Red Lake Indian Reservation, actually. It's just, it really sucks. And because the bear was so big, couldn't move it. All he took from this massive animal was the head, paws, and like 70 pounds of meat. So it's just, it's not good. It's not good. Now, these are allegations, mind you. He hasn't been convicted. But it's not looking good. So, however, Full Scale Outdoors was mentioned in the Star Tribune, so there's that. Wasn't in a negative, you know, all, just stated matter-of-factly that he was on the podcast. So, you know, maybe something good will come out of it on my side. At least people have seen the name. So that can't hurt, right? But, you know, the rant part, I guess, I'm not going to get on a big soapbox because everybody is already doing that. I mean, the obvious one is, you know, he gives hunters a bad name, and he does. So, I could go on that rant, but we've all heard it. I mean, I don't think we have to point it out. This dude isn't like the rest of us that are trying to follow the laws. And so I'm not going to do that rant. Actually, the rant I'm going to do isn't really a rant. It's more of a cautionary tale. For myself, if I'm taking anything away from this, as I do these podcasts, I need to be better at doing my due diligence. So if something like this ever happens again, I need to fire up the old Google machine and do a little actual journalism. And because chances are, if I would have looked up his name and just saw his rap sheet with his other game violations, I probably would have smelled the rat right away, or I just would have passed on it and like, well, let's see where this goes. If it comes out clean, then maybe have him on. Because I'm, you know, all about giving people the benefit of the doubt, and the past is the past, and people can change and get better. It doesn't appear that he learned any lessons on this one, so that sucks. But it's kind of a downer, huh? Kind of a downer rant. Ugh, yeah, well, whatever. But we got another great podcast coming up this week. So if you have not subscribed to the Full Scale Outdoors podcast, please do so, because then you'll get notifications when a new episode drops, and then you're hooked up to Wi-Fi. You automatically download it while you sleep, and then, yeah, that'd be great, and that helps me. The more downloads, the better our reach, and subscribing definitely helps. Rate where you can, review where you can. I know not all apps allow you to do that, but on the Apple Podcasts, you definitely can. And that really helps. It'll suggest it to other people. And then the more reach this podcast has, the broader range of guests that we can get on to entertain you with. So it helps all parties involved. So definitely check for that. But we have another great one this week. It is Hannah Stonehouse Hudson. You guys are going to love it. She has an amazing story. She is super cool. Only meeting her once, she's like one of my new favorite people. Like, she's just so cool. And it's a great conversation. I think you guys are really going to look forward to it. So make sure you're subscribed to Full Scale Outdoors podcast. And as part of the Waypoint Outdoor Collective, please subscribe to the Waypoint Outdoor Collective as well. Because not only does that give you another way of finding this show, but you're going to tap into a wealth of other great programming. So just to, you know, my waterfall episodes I do on here are very popular. They're some of my best, you know, downloads that I have. So I know you waterfowl hunters are an obsessive breed, just like I am. So within the Waypoint Outdoor Collective, there's a couple other waterfowl-based podcasts that you might not be aware of. So go check that out. There's fishing ones on there. There's a farming one. There's lots of hunting ones. Like, it's just, there's a ton of content. So if you're not subscribed to the Waypoint Outdoor Collective, please go and do that. So there you go. Everybody be safe out there. And you can hear me ramble on Thursday. And hey, if you guys catch something good or shoot something good, let me know about it. Go on the Full Scale Outdoors group page on Facebook and post up some pics. I want to see them. Or you can tell me what you'd like me to talk about. If you got any ideas for an upcoming rant, you want to see what my perspective is on that, let me know. I'd be more than happy to answer some questions or just talk about a certain subject. So I appreciate it, guys, and we will talk to you.